Okay, nothing heard. Steering everyone. This is N208, and I'd like to welcome you to the weekly shortwave and scanner listen event that's heard on the N2ROW computer system every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this event is to provide a general discussion forum for all those who are interested in the different aspects of the radio monitoring hobby. So we cover all the frequencies that you can tune into, from DC all the way up to light and everything else in between, except for amateur radio, because we can talk about that at any other time during the week. So we talk about who you can find on these different frequencies, what equipment you need to use to listen to them, and what is changing down the road. For example, what's happening with digital TV come February of 2009, and other topics of similar nature. For those who are checking in on the air, we ask that you give your call sign, name, and location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. And by traffic, we mean any comments or questions that you want to share with everyone else. If you don't have any traffic, just say no traffic, and we'll move on to the next person. For those of you who are recent to this net, the N2ROW Link repeater system has about a dozen repeaters scattered throughout the tri-state area. You can find which one is closest to where you are by going to www.n2row.net. Locate the nearest repeater and use that to get into the system to ensure that you have the best possible signal. For those who are not able to check in over the air, either because of technical difficulties, you're too far away from the repeater, or you may not have your amateur radio license yet, you can still participate by sending an email. And the email address for this net is nyxa@yahoo.com. That's also the email address to use if you'd like to be put on the mailing list. It's a private mailing list. And what goes out are pertinent updates and information pertaining to radio and communication. So at this point, we'll stand by for check-ins. Please space it out so we can keep the dupes to a minimum and get everybody checked in. This is N2ROW.
Southeast Rescue Team Bob in Elmwood Park. No traffic at the moment.
W2NOV. H-Way 2LK, is that Ken Cranford? No traffic at this time.
As far as you're concerned, Bob, what do you see coming down the line. And I've been hearing chatter about a new model for a GRM portable radio, but Mark's trying to find out details and things. What have you heard from the Panasonic side of things?
Hey, I'll be honest with you, I don't have too much to do with any of the RF products. I'm primarily involved in the digital cameras, but a lot of what used to be, I think, is going to be a kind of a hold because of the economy. So I think a lot of companies are optimistic about what they can do. It's going to be a matter of what they can salvage, I think, at this point.
Well, if we look at some of the improvements that have been happening over the past few days, it might be not as bad as people fear, but who knows. It's better to prepare for the worst and hope for the best than the other way around.
I mean, other than that, we're busy and all, but everything is kind of up in the air right now. I think anybody who's got a job is happy they got it, so need I say more about that as far as listening goes. I'm not feeling too well here the last 2 days. I've just been sitting here doing a lot of listening, and it's kind of interesting. You know, when you listen more than talk, you learn a lot. But been scanning a lot of the low power channels, so to speak, and trying to figure out the local businesses around here that are using them.
Places where you don't expect them, especially like on UHF. You know, a lot of people ignore the repeater input part. So let's say they're used to hearing business repeaters from 460 to 465, but they don't bother trying to search through 465 to 470. You know, sometimes you'll find some low power stuff not too far from where you are. And I find a lot of different public services that I get involved with, the rental radios that they use or some of the businesses that they work with, their radios are all on those other frequencies that you would think would be repeater inputs, but on the splinters, they're just using it for, 2 to 5 watt splinter channels. You know, I was at South Street Seaport this past weekend and found a few things.
traffic. What I'm going to try to do this week, I'm going to take the mall and I'm going to post it up on Radio Reference and share it with everybody, but also ask them to look it over if there's any corrections and so on, because it hasn't changed much in the last few years. And I know there's got to be updates in there, so I think I'd throw it up on there and share it with a lot more people than just this group, and maybe we can get more input on it.
A couple of days ago, I was talking to some of the emails that I got, some of the other mailing lists that I belong to, and the pages that are like compilations of information regarding the radio hobby. And of course, you know, like any view on the internet, one link you follow, different link you follow, different link, and eventually one another. And an interesting webpage. By the name of Jim McClanahan, someone for JPM, has an interesting case for what's called the virtual chat. But what makes it interesting is that some of the things that he has on there, especially those of us who've been involved in shortwave radio from the 70s and 80s, will see some interesting links that he has on older radios and some of his projects. His website, if you want to check it out, is www.geocities.com/W4JBM, that's Whiskey 4 Juliet Bravo Mike. And I like going through different websites that show some of the older stuff, because sometimes it gets me into a kick and I have to go off on eBay and go to find something, or I actually have that piece of equipment, I pull it out, load it up, go off and get fired up again. So especially for those of us who've been around for a while, it's a short way of hobby. You know, like this, I think it's, they say trip down memory lane, but actually sometimes you can actually start to rip down a new path. Daniel Sampson of Primetime Shortwave posted some interesting e-schedules, because right now it's daylight savings time. For us, it's coming up this Saturday night into Sunday morning. He's only had 8 hours sleep. So, when you go to bed Saturday night, change your clock. Now turn them back 1 hour so you gain an extra hour sleep. Deputy, you keep talking for us, don't touch that at all. But, Daniel lifts some of the changes that are going on his website. And what I'll do is I'll take some of the, especially those for English language broadcasts, and send that out to the group via email. I said all sorts of program changes, like Radio Canada International, the Sub-Saharan Africa, from 1800 to 1900, 7185. Of course, an AMO. Northeastern U.S., same time period on 9610 in French. If you understand French. Me personally, no, but those who do understand a different language, some of these show a broadcast in different countries and actually quite beneficial to brush up on foreign language skills. Okay, that other station, if you're trying to get to the machine, it's not a good spot. Just had a couple of tee-ups and no audio whatsoever. You may want to try to increase the power, get some better position, see if you can get anything. And try again, check in the net. Let's see. Next one we had on the list tonight is Ken, W2OKZ. Ken's going up in. Check in.
How you doing, Charlie? Nothing really here today. I missed you guys the past couple of weeks. I had my cataracts taken care of, so I've been getting to bed early just because I it bothered me. But everything's okay now, and I see very well without my glasses. But as far as radio goes or scanning, I just put that aside for a while, so nothing really happening here. N2NOV, WA2LKZ.
Greedy people with their hands in there, and, well, that's the government. And then you have other people with their hand in there. And yeah, it tends to drive the cost up quite dramatically. Hopefully it never reaches that point, or that we would need to be rebuilt like that. Okay, continuing down the list. Say good evening to Bob up in Connecticut. N1MLZ, N20B. Okay, Bob. Yeah, looking forward to whatever anybody pulls up. And it could be things that have been dormant for a long time and all of a sudden come alive. Especially if it's one of those business radio systems. Conventional, trunking, whatever. Stuff out there. Okay, let's see. Phil, W2LIE, out there in Long Island. How are things going on out there, especially after your big show with the debate? And 208.
As far as I know, it's been pretty quiet. You know, I think it's been happy besides playing radio. So it's taking with some higher power than right now. I do have a rumor, though, that it's starting to become more important out here. It's an Anthony County public safety, around the mayor trunking system. My thoughts were from the get-go that was going to be an APRO 25, pure APRO 25 digital system. And the rumor is getting stronger now that the system that it's going to be since there's a lot more radios coming up. And rumor also that it should have started at the test phase as well. I'm getting all my information your website, so I don't really know much truth in it. You know, my whole feeling is when the 12 months start to come alive, my hands start to become a little more active. That's when I'm starting to believe everything I'm reading. So, but, I guess while I'm on the subject of it, I want everybody's thoughts were on the radio chat, Crow 96, 20, 96 combo. This digital scanner out there right now, that would be the first one I kind of grab for, so I can keep listening while I'm in the mind of a couple of good walk around town with W2LE.net.
Now, I think Mark, NIQO, has played with a Pro 96 for a little while. I have to talk to him. I'm not sure if he kept it. He might not have, because he wound up getting the Decca 250 the same time I did. He was right after that. But I'll have to drop him a line, see if he still has that and whether he can give you some insight on it. And ever since I've been using the 396 that I got back in September, and my 250 has been sitting on the side doing nothing for a while. Maybe we should move it along, I guess. But I'll give Mark a call later tonight or tomorrow. I know he's at a meeting right now. Otherwise, he would have been jumping on the net tonight. But I'll let you know, Phil.
I believe it's the 106, I think, just came out, that's the 160. It's the radio they got going. And it's also a shame, too, it's been doing 5 since it just knew if you're around for 25, it's just a little more speed, so I can't use that radio. If we admit the system, yeah, I could use it, but my guess is it's a digital system. But, and I guess, too, Charlie, can anybody sell any ICOM PCR 100 products for that? I wouldn't mind adding a web-based receiver. Way to take control of my site as well, and that's the price for that. So they're far and few between, but they're very affordable online and fine to use more. Back over to you, W2. How are you?
Have fun listening to it. If you are participating with us, make sure you're prepared.